Chapter 3. Volunteers. I immediately wrote to all the people of influence I knew, begging them to procure me some place in the war as nurse, or whatever I could do. Mary Finney von Olnhausen. The news of the defeat at Bull Run and the shameful failure of care for the nation's wounded soldiers after the battle led a second wave of women to volunteer their services as nurses. Florence Nightingale's Notes on Nursing inspired some, while others were driven by the same desire to combine patriotism with action that led young men to enlist in the first rush of enthusiasm for the war. Some were called to nurse by religious zeal, others by the financial need caused by a husband's absence. Louisa May Alcott, for example, was eager to have a part in the war from the beginning. Soon after the fall of Fort Sumter, she wrote in her diary, "I long to be a man, but as I can't fight, I will content myself with working for those who can." In the evenings, she curled up with a medical book and studied the care of gunshot wounds. As soon as she turned 30, she contacted Dix for a place as a nurse. Whatever their motivation, women who wanted to do more than collect supplies and sew shirts contacted anyone they thought might be able to help them get a position in a hospital. Local clergymen and surgeons, hospital directors, local and national sanitary commission officers, Miss Dix, Surgeon General Finley, and other members of the Medical Bureau, and, in at least one case, President Lincoln. While some received an immediate answer, most suffered the frustration of waiting for a reply that in many cases never came. Some received what appeared to be form rejections, such as the one the Secretary of the Michigan Soldiers Relief Association sent to applicants. "We are in daily receipt of similar applications, and we are obliged to say to you, as we do to all others, that we will place all such applications on file and procure positions for them as fast as possible. While we commend the patriotism of these ladies, we must remind them that there are many thousands of their sex scattered over the whole Union who are offering to make the same sex."